We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
But I'm the one who gets all the hate mail. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And 9 minutes after five right now, David is off on assignment, I think, for the United States Army. Don't know when he'll be back or if he'll be back. I don't know when he'll be back. So we will obviously keep you posted when we find out what the heck is going on. So anyway, if you're just joining us and you just got out of work and wondering what in the world is going on, first of all, let you know right up front, there is no 5 o'clock cash code word. So you don't have to worry about catching the word or missing the word at five, because there is no 5 o'clock cash code word and there's no 6 o'clock cash code word. My final cash code word is the 4 o'clock hour here on News Radio 930 WBEN. So anyway, I'm coming to work today and I catch word. You have a blockbuster topic today, Tom. Just sit down, give the phone number, and watch the magic happen. Watch the explosion begin. Well, why? What happened? Governor Cuomo dropped the full N-word on our radio station in Albany. And I'm thinking to myself, that can't be. No, this cannot be the case. Well, sure enough, I read an article, and I listen to the following audio. And it's true. Governor Cuomo used the full N-word on the air.
They used an expression that Southern Italians were called, I believe they're saying Southern Italians, Sicilians, I'm half Sicilian, were called, quote unquote, and pardon my language, but I'm just quoting the Times, wops, N-word wops, as a derogatory comment.
So Governor Cuomo was talking. Guys, as much as on page 22, paragraph 1, sub A, in the right-wing extremist talk show host guidebook, it says, whenever a Democrat says something stupid, you should try to get them out of office when they do it. I can't bring myself to do it because the context in which the governor used the word, and I'm going to throw in some caveats, the context in which he used the word, that was an expression, even though I have never heard it, that is an expression he said was applied to Italian Americans, N-word WAP. It was something from his experience. And from my experience and my friendships and very close relationships with many Italian Americans, I'm going to tell you that what the governor said in terms of the wanton, blatant, horrific discrimination against Italian Americans for a great part of the last century and extending back to the 1800s, he is absolutely correct to the point, and forgive the repetition if you've been listening since three, to the point where, you know, there were Americans even in the 1900s, even in the 1960s and 70s, and maybe beyond, who didn't think of Italians as being white. So what the governor says in context of his experience and in the context of my experience and what I know is correct. Now, that being said, because he was referring to his own group and because he was clearly not using it in a hateful context, it was an educational context. I don't like the man's politics at all, but I can't get bent out of shape over this. I believe, as much as I don't care for the man, I believe he was, I do not believe that he needs to be drummed out of office I do not believe we need a hashtag campaign. I do not believe that we need to call him a racist. The way I read the context and the audio of the context, I think, speaks for itself. Now, that being said, before you guys get too angry and upset with me, I have two other thoughts that constitute 10% of my opinion. The preceding was 90% of my opinion. What's next is 10% of my opinion. Number one, given the sensitivity we have about the N-word in this country, I wonder why Governor Cuomo felt the need to use the full word. He did not need to use the full word, and he could have made the same point. And dissonance point number two is, I know that irrespective of the context in which an Ann Coulter, a Donald Trump, a Sean Hannity would use that word, even in the same context, the mere fact that somebody on the right used that word would automatically cause great howls of outrage from the intolerant left. They would become completely unhinged, and they would not be approaching this in a rational and logical fashion, as I have tried to do today. I would love to go after Andrew Cuomo. I would love to just see him out of office, but not because of this. This, to me, is a story that I don't think should or will generate much in the way of upshot when you understand the context. But keeping in line with that 10% dissonance I have about my own opinion, I think about the fact that Hillary Clinton, and this, folks, is a true story. I mean, we broke the story. National Enquirer picked it up and claimed they broke the story. But we had my friend, White House chef Tracy Martin, who is now deceased. We had him in studio in August of 2016. And Hillary Clinton used the N-word a lot. And she didn't use it in a way where she was trying to explain something, and in context, it wasn't intended to be hateful. There was an event at which Hillary was in attendance, along with White House chef Tracy Martin, and a gentleman of color was one of the servers at that event. And once this gentleman of color left the room, Hillary said to White House chef Tracy Martin, "What is that N-word doing here?" Now, that should have been a national story. If Donald Trump had said the same thing, it would have been a national story. As it was on my show and the National Enquirer, and that was it. Now, that is a racist statement, and it's a very hateful and hurtful statement. What the governor did today, in my opinion, in context, does not justify howls of outrage. It does justify a quizzical scratching of the chin. Why would he use the full word when he didn't have to? But I can ascribe no hateful motive to it, at the same time as the double standard does bother me. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get back to the calls, get your take on what the governor had to say. Here is Mike in Ransomville. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, please go ahead.
I grew up in an Italian neighborhood in Niagara Falls, and I am Irish Native American, but I was raised by Sicilians from a very young age, so I could pass for Sicilian. And to be honest with you, I never can recall anybody using that word as a slur against us, and we were slurred against a lot, and we dished it out, too.
I have never heard that combination of words myself. I presume it's a New York City thing. We did have a caller earlier, an Italian lady who married an Irish guy, and her mother-in-law told her that Italians were just the N-word turned inside out.
Well, I think you might be correct with the Queens thing. Here, I don't ever recall that context.
But, I mean, as you know,
political points, because he lived in an ivory tower, and I doubt if he was really ever racially discriminated against as much as like a regular small town Italian would be amongst a lot of different racial enclaves in the cities. So that's just my point. I just don't recall it ever happening.
Yeah, that specific insult I have never personally heard, but I have heard insults like that in my life directed at Italian Americans. And the sentiment expressed that somehow Italians aren't white.
Yes, and we lived with that, and there was other words that were just as bad that were used. And I've been with my Irish heritage, it's come up too. So we all get it. We all been slurred against. And I just believe more in that he is trying to score political points with that too.
Well, I think any politician, anything they say, they're trying to score political points. I think the governor was ill-advised to use the word. I understand what he was saying. I understand why he said it. But why, again, we go back to the doctrine of why kick a fresh turd on a hot day? It didn't have to be said.
I've got to remember that line. That's great.
I can't claim credit for that. That goes to my friend Jim Pastrick, a longtime Buffalo radio guy.
All right, my friend.
Thanks very much. Glad you called. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, if you want to be upset at Cuomo, you know, be upset over the abortion legislation that passed on his watch. I mean, to me, that is an execrable act. What he's doing to vaping, NY Safe, the situation with the Skajakwita, this, to me, is not a hill I want to die on. Let's get back to the calls, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here's Mark in West Seneca. Mark, what's your take on what the governor did today?
Hi, Tom. First, is there an FCC law that you can't use the N-word, or is it just...
There is actually an Entercom corporate policy that I cannot use that word, nor would I use the word if I could use the word.
Right, but there's no FCC one, right?
No, there is not.
Okay.
But don't use it, because I'll have to hang up on you.
I can't stand Cuomo, but I have no problem with him using it in that context. I have a bunch of friends, white, black, everything, and when we're talking about the N-word, we use it because we're not calling anyone it derogatorily, but we also talk about slang for Mexicans, Germans. My grandparents were Germans during World War I and World War II, and they had horror stories to tell us.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to get to that. So you want to tell us one? Because it was not an easy road for a lot of German Americans in the United States during the war years of World War I and World War II. I've heard horror stories about that, too.
Yeah, my grandfather was born in 1900, and in the early 30s, he started a club in Johnstown, Pennsylvania called the Germania Club, which was for Germans that came over and didn't know how to really socialize. But they were, oh, my God, he tells me stories of broken windows, feces thrown on the place, and it happened during World War II, World War I, and then it toned down a while, but then World War II came up, and it wasn't as bad as World War I, but they still had people, you know, throwing derogatory terms at them and all that. And,
oh, World War II, right in Kenmore. One of my mom's school friends was of German background, and they woke up one morning to find a swastika painted on their house. So, yeah, I mean, there have been periods where, yes, Germans have also faced their share of discrimination, but nothing like what the Italians have been through, our black brothers and sisters have been through, or even the Irish, who for many, many years, like a good generation and more, were the subject of a lot of prejudice and discrimination.
Oh, yeah, and the Chinese out west that came over to help work on the railroads, they were abused verbally and all that.
Oh, this is true. That is one of the great underreported minority atrocity stories in American history is what happened to the Chinese laborers. They were very often the subject of lynchings and attacks and mob violence and all kinds of things.
And that's why, you know, unless you're going to put a blank word in front of every racial slur, that's why my friends and I, when we're talking about the N-word, we use the word. We don't call people that, but, you know, it's just where will it end?
See, if I am with one of my black friends and they use the word, I do not use the word just out of basic human respect. I just won't use it. And I'm not trying to be holier than thou. It's just, you know, I don't hang out with people who are black so I can say, hey, I've got black friends. Black people love me. It just works out that way.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm willing to continue this if you want me to. And you can take, we've got a couple of open lines right now for the first time all day, or you can wait till the news is coming to an end and then see if you can sneak in. The phone number to call, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And, you know, like I said, for whatever reason, and I don't make the rules on this, but I understand that we have societal conventions. There are three words that you need to stay as far away from as possible. If you are white, if you are not black, I don't go, and I wouldn't suggest going anywhere near the N-word, with the only exception.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Being entertainment. And unless you're Quentin Tarantino, it's probably best to err on the side of caution. Unless you're David Milch, probably best to err on the side of caution. The C word for women, and better used against men, a non-starter. You can't use the C word and the R word. These are the three words in 2019 that will cost you. I know it is paradoxical and it is hypocritical that here we are talking about, well, Governor Cuomo used the full N word right before he said WAP. Nobody's complained about that. Yes, welcome to the show. It is Bowerly with you on the radio, 537 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So yeah, there are three words, and I think we need to add a fourth word to the list of words that you cannot say, and it is a derogatory term that used to be used for gay men that starts with the letter F. But here's the problem. When my friend Big Gay Jerry is with us in studio, he uses the word. But he is entitled to use the word because he is Big Gay Jerry, and it's part of how he talks. You know, we have, like I said, guys, I don't make the rules, but you have to kind of know what the societal conventions are before you, say something that gets you into a whole heap of trouble. Now, if you're just joining us, what we've been talking about is Governor Cuomo and what he said on a Albany radio station today. And I will tell you that this is not an occasion where I'm going to rip Andrew Cuomo, because in context, I understand the point he was trying to make. I do not believe his intention was racist at all. And that's 90% of my opinion on Governor Cuomo talking about Italians being called N-word WAPs. And that was Governor Cuomo talking about what his own people were called. And again, please forgive the repetition, but you have to understand that the Italian-American experience in the United States, up until relatively recent times, was one of a lot of discrimination. It may still go on, but nothing like it used to be. I mean, to the point where, and again, you've heard these stories from your grandparents or your parents, if you are of Italian-American descent, where a lot of people didn't think Italians were white. You know, especially if, God forbid, you're Calabrese or Sicilian. Lot of prejudice. So I understand what Cuomo, who is half Sicilian, was communicating. But 10% of me, I don't know why he felt the need to use the whole word, because I do believe that if somebody on the other side of the political spectrum had used it, there would be hell to pay, irrespective of the context in which it was used. In gotcha culture online, hashtag gotcha culture online, nobody would care about the context. Nobody would care about the underlying message. The issue would be screaming in giant headlines across the land. This person must resign from talk radio. This person must resign from office. Unfit to hold office. Out of touch. On the wrong side of history. I mean, all of the cliches that we usually get. So at the same time as I'm telling you, I am not going to censure Governor Cuomo or go after him for what he said today, because I understand the point he was trying to make. I do believe he could have made the same point without using the word. And yeah, it does bother me that there is a double standard. The Hillary Clinton story I told you earlier, and all of the Democrat politicians who got caught dressed up in blackface. And I will tell you that my entire life, white people in black makeup has never been cool. That has never been a thing that was appreciated or applauded. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Phil, does this mean that we're carrying it? Okay, Nancy Pelosi is having a news conference at 6:30 this evening, and you will hear it right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Nancy Pelosi having a news conference, 6:30, and it will be live on News Radio 930 WBEN. Your thoughts on Governor Cuomo, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Ed in Lockport. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Hi. Okay. Cuomo said a bad word today. Okay. I'm hoping that it might inflame some, both the black community and the Italian community, for him bringing that stuff up. And, you know, using that word. And hopefully it's the downstate ones who like to vote for him. Get the picture?
Yeah, but I don't. What do you think the probability of that being the case is going to be, given the context in which he used the word?
Well, you see it as one way, but other people may see it the other way.
Well, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, and I don't claim to, but so far I'd say the majority of callers understand what I'm saying and kind of agree with it.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I don't like Andrew Cuomo's politics, make no mistake about it, but this is not a battle I'm willing to fight, because I don't see any grounds for it because of the explanations I've given.
Well, when's he up for re-election anyway?
Oh, geez,
a few years.
And he'll win handily. I mean, this is a state where, you know, the latest poll shows, 55% of New York State people want President Trump impeached and removed from office, if you believe the polls and if you believe Siena.
Well, if his way it works sometimes, if you bring up what he did now, 5 minutes before his next election, and blow it out on Facebook or get it out on the radio or get it out on TV and all that, that can cause pandemonium for his political career.
I don't think this is going to gain traction. It won't gain traction because of A, the context, and B, the side of the political aisle he is on. I mean, his brother is a big shot at CNN. I mean, and CNN is absolutely out to get President Trump. The media will not make a big deal out of this. I mean, you've got to drag the media kicking and screaming to cover things anytime a Democrat steps in a steaming pile of fecal matter.
Yeah, but then the way this you put something on Facebook and it can go viral quick, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it's already out there in the media. It's already, I'm sure, been copied and pasted to a whole bunch of Facebook pages.
Yeah, but I mean, if you bring it back up 5 minutes before the election, it could spark up controversy and it could cause them.
Yeah, I don't see it, and I don't see it because, I mean, we had the White House chef who worked with the Clintons, Tracy Martin, telling us live in studio, exclusively, despite what the National Enquirer said, exclusively that Hillary Clinton literally called a black man a N-word, and nobody cared. The story was not picked up by major media except the National Enquirer.
All depends on who's doing what when it happens, too. So, you know how that.
I wouldn't count on Andrew Cuomo being voted out of office in New York State, and I wouldn't count on Andrew Cuomo being voted out because of what he said today. I just don't see it happening. So, yeah, Nancy Pelosi is having a news conference at 6:30. You will hear it live here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Kind of interesting. You ever get the text that was meant for the wrong person? Yeah, I did. Text came in just before the last break. Thursday or Wednesday? I respond, "Who is this?" He responds, "Mike the Plumber. Who are you?" I respond, "I believe you have the wrong number, my friend. I have a plumber I use and no pressing issues." Him, "Okay, thanks." Me, "No problem, it happens." Him, "Okay, thank you." So we used to get wrong number phone calls, and now we get wrong number texts. But that, isn't that always a weird feeling when you get a text from a number that is not in your contacts and you wonder who it is, and then you think, did I give somebody my phone number and I didn't put them on my list of contacts? And then you feel like a total wiener asking them who they are? All right. It is 5:47 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, it wouldn't be a day, would it, without a vaping update. This one is not out of New York. This one is actually out of Michigan. The Michigan Court of Claims has issued a preliminary injunction which stops the state's ban on flavored vapes. Their ban began October 2nd. The harm done to vape businesses, which would have to shut down because of the ban, outweighs the interests of the state in stopping youths from using the products. That's what one of the Court of Claims judges had to say in her ruling. Not only has plaintiff, a clean cigarette, lost a significant percentage of its sales and closed several stores due to the ban will force plaintiff to rebrand itself entirely. In essence, the emergency rules will destroy plaintiff, a clean cigarette's business as it currently exists. That is a very interesting basis on which to make a decision. That one, of course, from the state of Michigan. And as you know, in New York State, the temporary ban on the governor's order banning the flavored vapes, that is going to expire on October 18th. And something I found out over the weekend, actually, is the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force have banned the sale of e-cigarettes and vaping products from exchange stores, and that went into full effect on October 1st. So the war against vaping continues on all fronts, and unfortunately, living here in New York State and knowing how the state works, I am not real positive about the future of the vaping industry in New York State. And one of the things that we found out last week is, it's disturbing. Even though the vape shops are still open and they are allowed to sell their flavors that they have been selling, we were told last week that business, as far as people coming in who smoke cigarettes, who want to get off of cigarettes, who want to start vaping, that business is down up to 90% at the local vape shops. It's almost like people are going to stick with their cigarettes because vaping may not have a future in New York State, might not have a future in the whole country. So the cigarette industry can be very, very happy that those people will continue to smoke cigarettes, which, despite killing hundreds of thousands of people a year, are still a legal product and, of course, a product from which the states derive tremendous amounts of revenue. It's all about the Benjamins. And last call for your call on what the governor had to say in an interview earlier today on a radio station in Albany, WAMC. Now, it's beeped out on this bit of audio, but he did use the full N-word when talking with the host. And our phone number is 803-0930, *930 on the cell, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
They used an expression that Southern Italians were called, I believe they're saying Southern Italians, Sicilians, I'm half Sicilian, were called, quote unquote, and pardon my language, but I'm just quoting the Times, wops, N-word wops, as a derogatory comment. When I said that wop was a derogatory comment, that's when the Times Union told me, no, you should look in Wikipedia. WAP really meant a dandy. I'm sure that's what they were saying to me back in Queens.
And that was Governor Cuomo today in the interview. And I am not expecting too much upshot over this for all of the reasons that we have brought up during the program today here on WBEN. We have so many things I wanted to get into today. I honestly wasn't expecting the Cuomo thing to take off as it did for the overwhelming majority of the day. But I guess we're going to have to wait until tomorrow. Hey, one of the things I want to get into this week, you know, there was a terrible accident where two young people were killed, and it was a car deer situation. And just like you, I'm quite sure you have people in your life who have been involved in collisions with deer. One of my kids got in a collision with a deer right after she started driving, pretty much totaled her car, almost came close to totaling her car. It's pretty nasty. And at some point this week, because this is one of the peak times of the year for car-deer collisions, want to ask you about your experiences along those lines, you know, where it happened, and did you have the discipline to not go off the road and hit a tree and hit the deer instead, which I don't want to kill a deer. You don't want to kill a deer, but given a choice between the deer and human life, I'm going to go with human life every single time. It is 5:55. You are hearing Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.